November 10th, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. The final victory will be the victory of truth over evil. This is the apocalypse. But I warn you, the times leading up to it will be fraught with confusion. Good will be presented as evil, and evil as good. Even now you see this to be true. My remnant faithful will be given the grace not to be swayed by popular opinion, title, or any self-interest. My holy remnant will plant their feet firmly in the truth, and with my mother's help, stand for the truths of the faith. This is the age of apostasy and heresy, aided by the compromise of truth and the abuse of authority. This mission of holy love is the winnowing fan, bringing to harvest all that is true. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 2 and 7 through 8. Synopsis: The Holy Spirit says that in later times some will turn away from the faith and will heed deceitful spirits and things taught by plausible liars, men who are false teachers with false consciences, having nothing to do with profane myths that are taught. For the discipline of religion in truth is incalculably more valuable than any physical training due to its promise of life everlasting. Now the Spirit manifestly saith that in the last times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to spirits of error and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, and having their conscience seared. But avoid foolish and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself unto godliness. For bodily exercise is profitable to little, but godliness is profitable to all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.